Mr. Briggs, would you like to do further introductions?
Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. This morning, to my left is Lori Okun from the State Water Resources Control Board. She is our counsel. And off to my right, we have Carol Hewitt, our executive assistant. And normally sitting next to her is Michael Thomas. He was here a minute ago. Our assistant executive officer. In the back of the room, we have Harvey Packard, our division chief. And Harvey, do you have some cards back there? Those are the testimony cards. If you would fill those out and turn those in for the items that you're interested in, that would help us. We have zero cards up here. And also joining us yesterday and today is Jerry Secundi, the second to newest state board member. Actually, since yesterday, you've increased your tenure on the job by 20%, right?
Exactly.
First week on the job, and Jerry introduced himself yesterday, and glad you could join us at least for part of the day today. We are fortunate to have been able to hire a few new staff recently, and we're going to introduce one of them later as an item comes up, and a couple of people now. Is Jill here? Hi, Jill. Jill Wilson is a new addition to our office. She's joining our ag, not waiver implementation team, our ag regulation team as an environmental scientist. Jill will be working primarily with farmers in the Salinas and Pajaro watersheds. Jill comes to us from the Lahontan Regional Board in South Lake Tahoe, where she developed total maximum daily loads for the Squaw Creek watershed. She's also worked in the core regulatory permitting capacity for the Lahontan Regional Board. She brings a combined 10 years of private and public sector experience protecting and promoting water quality. Her areas of focus have been land management, including range and forest practices, fisheries, biology, and environmental education. Jill has a master's of teaching degree with an emphasis in environmental education from Pacific University. That's in Oregon. And a Bachelor of Science degree in Biology from the University of Nevada in Reno. So welcome to our squad. Actually, I have not even met Jill yet, so hi.
Nice to meet you, and thank you.
Welcome.
And Sheila Soderberg of our staff is going to make the next introduction.
Thank you. Good morning, members of the board.
Morning.
Mr. Chairman. I'd like to introduce Karen Steckling and welcome her. Karen is a water resource control engineer and just joined the cleanup team on March 14th. Karen is a recent Cal Poly State University San Luis Obispo graduate in environmental engineering, cum laude. And Karen will be working on several high-profile groundwater cleanup cases in Santa Cruz and Monterey counties. So I'd like to welcome aboard Karen.
And we will have one more introduction when we get to the perchlorate item a little bit later. For our agenda today, we have a few items for which we have materials which were prepared after the agenda itself was prepared. And we have distributed those to the folks that we know are interested in them. But in case you're here and need any of those, I'll go through the items for which we have supplemental sheets. Item 19, City of San Luis Obispo, that's the NPDES permit. We have a supplemental sheet. Same for item 24, that's the Big Basin Water Company timber harvest, as well as item 25, the Vittenden timber harvest. And I believe that's it for our supplemental sheets. And that's it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Briggs. Why don't we...
I had one other announcement. Sorry. Item 18 is the Cambria Elementary School, and that item is deferred to the next regularly scheduled board meeting in May.
Okay.